Power 100. Once again, it's time to invite to the studios of Power 100, Dennis Clancy, Townsville Elder. G'day, Dennis.
G'day, Dave. Good to be back in the studio. Hopefully some good positive news for you and the community out there. So
Talking boxing, and of course, we could talk about what happened at the entertainment centre, which is fantastic. It was great for our city. But moving forward, what's the next big event?
Moving forward, like you said, on the weekend was a great move in the direction to show, because there was a lot of great North Queensland role models there, you know.
Certainly
that,
was.
That put up their hand and put on the night and that, and which was great. So we're going one stage bigger now, and the thing that we want to do is the Ace Boxing, Angelo Di Carlo, and that is in Brisbane, has joined forces with our One Community, One Standard organisation, and we're going to fight for the future at the Townsville Entertainment Centre on the 26th of June on the thing. And it's going to be a massive big show with our talented young ones and that have come through the system with us, with Hawks, Rite the Passage to adulthood, you know, through youth development and that. And the likes of Mark Flanagan will be back here to fight on it. Lamparo, the world number two, will be back here.
Right.
We got Tyson Best, former Australian welterweight title champion. Lockie O'Shea, they'll be back. Dean Thomas, and thing, Queensland, fighting for the Queensland title next month. Aaron Styles, my young daughter Jess. She'll be making her pro debut. She's heavily involved in youth development and that. Out doing things all around the town.
And a good boxer.
She goes all right. She started with the boys and that when she was 11, 12-year-old up there at the gym and that. She's my oldest one in the gym. And then there's Dino and Mark and Aaron and that. So we want to showcase these kids that where they've come from, young teenage upper Ross youth and that, and moved on and where they are in life today. You know, Mark's got a trade now as a carpenter that he done and has finished his apprenticeship and fought for world titles in Russia and France and travelled the world and America and up through Europe and that, and done some great things with the youth from a commission home out of the upper Rasmussen area and that. And, you know, young Dino came to a good home and family and that, but had hard times in his life too. You know, we nearly lost him at one stage there. And now he's back and he's into it and he's found a new purpose in life through his boxing again and through sport and being involved thing. And he wants to put his story out there. Young Aaron was the same, young, heavy depression and stuff, and was doing it hard and life didn't know where he was. And now he's back on deck and he's doing great things in that, as he done an apprenticeship as a bricklayer. He's a very good DJ in the town on the thing now. And Aaron's moving on boxing. He'll be fighting on the 27th of March back in Brisbane again. And young Jess and that started with the boys, she was inspiring that there, been through life, the ups and downs of life.
It's true. Well, say, life wasn't meant to be easy.
And you'd learn on how to get through the other side, you know. And these boys are willing now, with the help of other boys, with Lamparo, come here as a 15-year-old young fella for us, and that Mark recommended me to put some time and work into and that. And Lam had some hard times and that in his time there, but he had to deal with his mate not wanting that left this world and that, you know. And he went through a hard time, and, you know, we sat down and had a good talks about it and that, and now to see him waiting for a world title, he's a world champion in waiting, more or less, and he's a big one, but he's going to come home and fight on the program and be a part of this whole scene and then tell the story and give a message out to our youth. And all the way through the campaign, we will be sending messages to the youth and feeling that you can do it. These boys will help you reach the other side, you know, on the thing.
Role models, you got to have them when you're growing up. Got to have them.
And we've produced, there's some good ones there. And like I said, if we keep the good role models coming and that, we've got a good opportunity to get mentor the other ones across and that. And Angelo will be here on Wednesday next week, so we've got a day at the anyone wants to come over to the Bill down the back there, they can meet up with him and have a talk and pledge their support. We'll have people there to take details and everything, so we can form a database that we can keep putting out messages and sending out information, because we need this fight. Just isn't for this as a fight night, it's a fight for our future, our community, that we want the community. Like, I'm over the governments and that, waiting on things and things to change. Nothing's changed.
No.
And I'm not going to wait around until something happens to another young one. So let's take this fight on with this monster and have a go at it. And we've got support with, you know, the media, the corporations, the businesses, everyone in the town. It's time to say, let's not wait no more. If we wait, the next one could be one of my grandchildren or one of your daughters or one of someone else's niece or nephew out there that we lose. Do we wait for that to happen again?
No.
Are we waiting for things to change?
No, it's got
to
be
We've
now.
We've got to go.
Red tape.
No more sitting back waiting. Let's all stand up. And like you said, on Wednesday, that Angelo, if we can pledge your support to him in that, or get a message over, or give us some details that you want to be a part of it and join the battle with us, we're more. The more the merrier, the more army we can build and this
and that,
we will make a change.
So when's that meet and greet day?
The meet and greet will be on next Wednesday at the back of the bill. We're organising now on the thing. Ian and Angelo will be here on the Wednesday and Thursday. Mark and Lamb will be flying in and that to do the press conference and everything at the bill at 1 o'clock.
Now, the actual event again, the date, and what's the event called?
The event is called Fight for Our Future.
Yep.
And we're going to do it at the Entertainment Centre on the 26th of June.
Mm-hmm.
And we're, like I said, it's going to be a big community event for everyone. We're going to showcase the good stuff, and you'll see some really good, talented young boxers, world-class.
Great event.
Everyone out there, let's get behind it, support it, 100%. Businesses, corporation.
That's it. Lock in the date, June 26th. Townsville Elder Dennis Clancy, thanks for joining us.
Thanks again, Dave. And that's it. With the support like that we get and around the media and everyone in it, we're a chance of winning this battle, mate.